black swan blindness. The first question about the paradox of the perception of black swans is as follows. How is it that some black swans are overblown in our minds when the topic of this book is that we mainly neglect black swans? The answer is that there are two varieties of rare events. A, the narrated black swans, those that are present in the current discourse and that you are likely to hear about on television, and B, those nobody talks about, since they escape models. Those that you would feel ashamed discussing in public because they don't seem plausible. I can safely say that it is entirely compatible with human nature that the incidences of black swans would be overestimated in the first case, but severely underestimated in the second one. Indeed, lottery buyers overestimate their chances of winning because they visualize such a potent payoff. In fact, they're so blind to the odds that they treat odds of 1 in 1,000 and 1 in 1,000,000 almost in the same way. Much of the empirical research agrees with this pattern of overestimation and underestimation of black swans. Kahneman and Tversky initially showed that people overreact to low probability outcomes when you discuss the event with them, when you make them aware of it. If you ask someone, "What's the probability of death from a plane crash, for instance?" they'll raise it. However, Slovic and his colleagues found, in insurance patterns, neglect of these highly improbable events in people's insurance purchases. They call it the preference for insuring against probable small losses at the expense of the less probable but larger impact ones. Finally, after years of searching for empirical tests of our scorn of the abstract, I found researchers in Israel that ran the experiments I had been waiting for. Greg Barron and Ido Erev provide experimental evidence that agents underway small probabilities when they engage in sequential experiments in which they derive the probabilities themselves when they are not supplied with the odds. If you draw from an urn with a very small number of red balls and a high number of black ones, and if you do not have a clue about the relative proportions, you're likely to underestimate the number of red balls. It's only when you're supplied with their frequency, say by telling you that 3% of the balls are red, that you overestimate it in your betting decision.